Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
The word that a parent uses most often when there is a toddler in the house is no. And the expression that kids use is, why can't I? Not really listening for an explanation. The word no draws the lines of battle. And that line is intact from the cradle to the grave. The reality is that a lot of life is circumscribed by the negative prohibition no. Mark Chester is a professional photographer, and he began noticing the number of signs he saw, which of course contained the big negative no. He began photographing them. Over 300 of them appear in his book. Signs such as no parking, no smoking, no bare feet on escalators, no loud music in the park, no dogs allowed, no photography, no shirt or shoes, no service, no spitting on the sidewalk, no loitering, and so forth. Some are amusing, such as the sign on the gate leading to a cemetery reading, no permanent plantings allowed by order of trustees. The mayor of a certain town where a seminary is located is quoted as saying that the students who come there have $10 in one hand and the Ten Commandments in the other, and are afraid to break either one of them. The reality is, however, that most of those Ten Commandments to which the mayor referred are negative. There's a big no in them. The first says, you shall have no other gods before me. The second, you shall not make for yourself an idol. The third, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, and so forth. Moses included in this list of negatives, you shall not murder, commit adultery, steal, give false witness, and covet your neighbor's house or wife. There is little in this list of 10 laws for life and living which is positive. But here's the problem. The same one observed in the nursery. We like the word yes. It makes you feel good to know you can do whatever you like. Take pictures in the museum, go down the escalator barefooted, sit on the curb and swap yarns with your friends, run naked on the beach, go into dinner restaurants in shorts and a t-shirt, and blow smoke in your neighbor's face. Restraint has all but gone out of style in a society that puts the emphasis on free expression. But the line between is spelled discipline, and it is that line that makes it safe for you to live where you are and gives definition to what is meaningful and important in life. Without personal discipline that leads us into the no territory, life would be an absolute jungle. In the Old Testament book of Judges, it speaks of a period of great lawlessness and chaos when everyone did whatever he pleased. The writer explains, for in those days Israel had no king, so everyone did whatever he wanted to, whatever seemed right in his own eyes. Doing whatever is right is old, but it is the very heart of existentialism that makes your personal encounter more meaningful than any absolute, the absolute such as that which says, this is right, this is wrong. You can't do this. You can do this. It's the act of rebellion that carries you across the line of discipline, giving you license to do whatever you please. It is discipline that separates life into positive and negative divisions, what you can do and what you cannot do, that makes it safe for your children to play in the street, for your wife to shop at the mall, and for you to live in peace and harmony with your neighbors. No kidding. There is no word in the English language like that negative word, no. Of that, you can be very sure. Yes and no. And discipline is the dividing line between the two.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.